let's take a look at the predictions, because there are predictions written in the sutras about what this day will look like. We're going to read this to you. By we, I mean the collective me and all of you in the spirit of the show. I'm going to read this to you. Hopefully open your eyes to the fact that we'll make it clear. It's for a reason. So here are the predictions, okay? In the last, there's a book called the Bhagavad Gita, which I have. It's a great book. Where Krishna talks to a lad named Arjuna in the midst of a great war. Just a wonderful story. This right here talks about the dark times of this present age called Kali Yuga. Now, there are these predictions, okay? And this was written over 5,000 years ago. Here's prediction number one. Religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance, mercy, duration of life, physical strength, and memory will all diminish day by day. People are going to become more unhealthy. People are going to believe less, care less, be lazier. They probably won't even shower. Probably just stay in their PJs all day. Probably won't shave. But mercy, gone from the land. People are going to die sooner. People aren't going to be as strong as they used to be. That's one. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth. So, you're lucky if you got money. Those are good qualities. Law and justice only applied on the basis of one's power. So you're not going to get a fair this or a fair that unless you're a powerful person. Men and women will live together merely because they're attracted. They won't love each other. Success in business will depend on deceit. How crazy is that? That is so on the money for today. Womanliness and manliness will be judged according to one's expertise in sex. And a man will be known as a Brahma by wearing a single thread. In other words, you don't have to be a holy man to pretend that you're enlightened. You could be a pretty terrible person and just go on there and you'll have millions of followers. Prediction four, a person's spiritual position will be ascertained merely by external symbols. And on the basis, people will change from one spirit order to the next. No one's going to really be rooted in truth. Everybody's just going to bounce around wherever the wind blows them. The propriety will be seriously questioned. If he doesn't earn a good living, people will be put down for all of these things. And one who is very clever at juggling words will be called a scholar. So if you're a great talker, you're good to go. You know, you're good to go. If you could, you got a silver tongue. What do they get? Silver tongue? Is that what it is? Silver tongue fox. A person will be judged unholy if they don't have money. So, really, holiness depends on power and money. Hypocrisy will be accepted as virtue. Marriage, just a verbal agreement, doesn't mean nothing. A sacred place will be taken to consist of no more than a reservoir of water. Beauty will be a thought to depend on one's hairstyle. Filling the belly will become the goal of life. What do you know? That's it. Just eat, drink, party, and you're dead. This is the day we're in. Can you say that we're not in this time? Well, we are. As the earth thus becomes crowded with corrupt population, whoever among any of their social classes shows himself to be the strongest will gain power. We'll be harassed by famine, excessive taxes. People will resort to eating leaves, roots, flesh, crickets. Doesn't say that. But look at the day we're in. Struck by drought, completely ruined. Citizens will suffer greatly from the cold, wind, heat, rain. They'll be further tormented by quarrels, hunger, thirst, and severe anxiety. The maximum duration of life, this is a scary one, but it's becoming close to the norm lately, 50 years. Could you imagine a couple of years' time, things keep going the way they are? It's terrible. No one's going to care about the elderly anymore. We already see people saying, euthanasia should be a thing. How terrible is this? What has happened? In Kali Yuga, men will develop hatred for each other over a few coins. Giving up all friendly relations, they'll be ready to lose their own lives and even kill their own relatives. Uncultured men will accept charity on behalf of the Lord and will earn their livelihood by making a show of austerity and wearing the dress of such people. Those who know nothing about religion will mount a high seat and presume to speak on all of these principles. I mean, I talked about this on my last show, all the people we put our faith in. Servants will abandon their masters who lost their wealth. You know, like someone who takes care of you. The instant they can't take care of you, they run. They're like the people that Jesus fed. You fed your belly. That's the only reason you're here. Cities will be dominated by thieves. The Vedas will be contaminated by speculative interpretations. That's like another word saying the Bible will be contaminated by people saying this or that. Political leaders will virtually consume the citizens. So-called priests and intellectuals will be devotees to their bellies and their genitals. And despite all of these dark prophecies, by the way, there's one good thing. I want to point this out. Although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, listen to this, because this is for all of you. There is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the name Krishna, one can be free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Now, before everybody, not everybody, before a couple of you say, oh, how dare you bring this up? I'm not telling you to go chant Krishna. I'm telling you to go to the Lord and ask for the truth. This is yet again for them. For Krishna is like their Christ, right? Now, you're going to say they're not the same. Okay, they're not the same. But we need to go to God. We need to go to God. And in Kali Yuga, that's the one good thing. Those that turn to the Lord, right? And I'm not saying Krishna's Lord, so settle down. Those who turn to God, the creator of all, to joy, to love, to peace, to compassion, to hope, to unity, to long-suffering, to patience, to meekness. Those who turn to that, they'll be as an oak planted by a well-watered stream, standing strong against the storms to come. That was pretty poetic. That was pretty poetic. You should give me a little thumbs up for that one. You'll be an oak planted by a well-watered stream. Look at this guy all of a sudden.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling